Hello, everybody. Well, I just wanted to come in here and tell you that we had a really good time. We went to Blue Lake, and it was a lot of fun. Did a lot of crafts. Did a really neat way of tie-dyeing, where you used a permanent ink marker and did tie-dyeing that way. And also, we ate a really good lunch. It was like pulled pork sliders. They were very good. And Korean chicken, which is delicious. It had ginger on it and different things. All of it was good. Some macaroni salad. And there was this coconut cake. And that was very good. Very delicious. Not on our diet, of course. That's all right. So, anyway, just, you know, we had a really good time. It was very hot yesterday. And we rode home in a cooking hot bus. And, oh, but before we went home, of course, I got to do these plant seeds, which is something I love to do. And they're in these self-starter pots. It was really a lot of fun. I enjoyed that project. Made a bird feeder. And, of course, they used rolls of toilet paper, the empty rolls for toilet paper. And I didn't think you could do that. So, in a way, I hope those are okay to do, because I worry about the chemicals on the cardboard. So anyway, we made those. We did the seeds. We did, we're going to find a way to make a tic-tac-toe board that's raised. We'll have to glue it. And just using rocks to play tic-tac-toe with, some bigger size and some littler size. So we got 6 and 6. And so, I mean, you know, some of it was like, seemed like little kid stuff, but it really wasn't. It was a a lot of fun, too. I didn't get around to making the wax paper lanterns, but there were some really neat things to do, like the tie-dyeing, where you actually take and put a shirt over a cup, and so you tie-dye in a certain little area. You rubber band the shirt around this cup and draw on it with a permanent marker, and then you really get it drenched with alcohol, and that sets it. And so I'm not sure how it sets it, and it goes through to the other side, and then it was really interesting. It just was a lot of fun to make, and you can take the color that you drew in one circle and put in another place, and it was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed that project, even though I didn't make big, huge designs like waves or anything like that. I just did circles, and I really don't care. It's just a lot of fun. So we have green and yellow and peach and orange. So on there, it's, oh, I believe, a white shirt, so that works for me. And so there's 5 colors involved. Definitely looks like a tie-dye. But anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Then we did get to do pedal boats, which was a lot of fun, too. And the pedal boats, the ones that we were in, they only pedaled in the front. And apparently you have to get in over the bow of the boat, climb over the front into the seats. And it was interesting. So I liked pedaling. I didn't exactly like training seats. We took on quite a good bit of water. But anyway, that was interesting. I didn't care for taking on too much water, but yeah, it was very cool. A lot of fun. And the ride home was something else to be desired. Boy, that bus was a hot box. Yeah, it was a major hot box. And so it was nice, but poor River, I think he was beginning to get overheated. And then Todd was praying, oh, I hope we get a cool bus. And of course, no. It was a little bit of a downgrade from what we had. At least there was some sort of air blowing around and a blower making its noisy presence known on the lift. But, yeah. So, that's how that goes. So, anyway, that is our day yesterday. It was a day camp, as it were, all in one day. And like an event, the event we had last year, some of it wasn't too successful. Like they had everybody sleeping all in one place, and they had, you know, like all up in the upper bunks and nowhere to get dressed except for a place with a toilet in it. And it was interesting. We'll just say that one. The showers were like a mile away or a half a mile or some craziness. It was just really weird. It was like, yeah. But so she has a budget, and she has to work within that, so she decided to really go all out for this day event. And, oh, we did some relays. We did, of course, the, hi, puppy, laying on mama's foot. Okay, so we did the same activity that we did last year with the shaving cream on the cap, and then you try to do a Cheeto toss and try to... You're supposed to be blindfolded and try to see how many Cheetos you can get up there. Excuse me, on somebody else's head. So, yeah, that was what you call real interesting. So, anyway, I only got one on Todd's head. And that was funny. But anyway, yeah, Todd only got maybe one on mine. Kept doing lower pot shots. It's like, hey, or over the head drive-bys. You're not going to get any on that way. And then the next one we did was a sponge race where you... basically took a sponge and filled it up to capacity, didn't squeeze it until you got over to another bucket. And the idea was to see who could get their bucket emptied the fastest. Not to see how much was filled up in the bucket, but to see who could get their bucket emptied the fastest. So, that was kind of what we did.